USA Radio News.
A new accuser came forward to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as being complicit in a gang rape during his high school years. Now, Judge Kavanaugh came out and quickly denounced his statements and said, quote, "This is ridiculous and from the Twilight Zone. I don't know who this is and it never happened." Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley on the new information.
Our lawyers, if we can make the contact, get on it right away. So obviously with this one, we have a contact. And our lawyers are on it right now, our staff investigators, and I won't have anything because I can't say anything until they get done.
Thursday, President Trump will meet with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Wednesday at a press conference in New York City, President Trump was asked if he will be firing Rod Rosenstein on Thursday.
He's a member of the Trump administration in that sense. It's the Justice Department. I would certainly prefer not doing that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
As Bill Cosby pays his debt to society, he's also facing another kind of debt. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The disgraced comedian apparently owes a ton of money in legal fees. TMZ is reporting that Cosby owes over $280,000 in unpaid legal bills for his sexual assault case, which ended on Tuesday with Cosby being sentenced to at least 3 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman back in 2004. The 81-year-old also has to pay a $25,000 fine and the costs of the prosecution team.
Uber has agreed to pay $148 million and take steps to tighten security data after the ride-hailing company failed for a year to notify drivers that hackers had stolen their personal information. And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday. The Dow was down 106 points and closed the day at 26,385. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump spoke at the UN General Assembly yesterday, and reaction is still coming in from around the world. Rebecca Heinrichs is with the Hudson Institute. She talks about how she believes President Trump did yesterday.
You know, I thought it was a powerful defense of American sovereignty and of American values, and I think it outlined the threats that President Trump and his team see as the most pressing against the United States. Iran has become a global menace. So when the president talks about Iran, he doesn't just talk about this isolated problem of their nuclear program. He talks about how they're destabilizing the entire region. They don't respect the sovereignty of their neighbors. They're destabilizing in Iraq, in Yemen, in Syria. They're spending billions of dollars on Bashar al-Assad, keeping that civil war going. And they're not spending their money on their own economy, which is something that the Obama administration thought that they would do if they gave them the Iran deal. So President Trump is now trying to get the international community to support the United States and isolate them to try to bring peace and stability back to that region.
On Thursday, President Trump will sit down and meet with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Now, what can we expect to come out of that meeting, and will Rosenstein still have a job after it? Ian Pryor is a former Department of Justice employee. He has a little bit of inside information on what people may not know about Rosenstein.
Rod actually has a ton of respect for the president, and I think he enjoys the working relationship that they've had, especially over the past year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.